Well, here we are, last Sunday of 2007. And our subject today is grateful. So, being the last Sunday of the year, it might be appropriate that we might think of what we should be grateful for. So, before we get into the service, maybe we can think of some of these things. For one, I'm grateful that I'm here this morning after June 15th. I didn't know what was going to happen. But praise the Lord, He's seen fit to put me here. So, let's remember those who need prayer. Eric Moser, I think on the 10th, is when he is scheduled for this very serious operation, right through his stomach, back to his back, to try and straighten things out. So let's pray that it is a success. And remembers our travelers, Rick, and his traveling, plus his preaching this morning. He's probably in the pulpit now, maybe even. So let's remember that. And speaking of Rick, tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. is the party. So don't forget about that. And then this evening, we have the Lord's Supper, providing the snow don't get too deep or it rains too hard. So, therefore, I think that's all the announcements at this particular time. So let's stand and sing two hymns, and then we shall have the lessons. Hymn number 86 and 590.
Blue wondrous things have done.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank thee, O Lord most holy, for thy many blessings, especially as we look back past this past year that thou hast given us. We thank thee for thy mercies. And Lord, as we look forward, we pray that you would have mercy upon us. Draw us nigh unto thee. Make us more like thee, that we may bring forth honor and glory to thy holy and perfect name. And Lord, this morning, as we remember Brother Rick, as he brings the word in another place, may you use him to bring honor and glory to thy holy name, and grant him safe journey back. Be with each one of us as we go about our daily task. Leave us not alone. Make us ever more like thee, that we may praise thee. Bring honor and glory to thy holy name. For this service, may thy Holy Spirit rule and reign, that thy will would be done. For I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Be seated, please. This morning, as opposed to last Lord's Day, when we looked at the word ungrateful, today we look at the word grateful. Hopefully this will help us be grateful. So, as we do this, we need to look at some scripture. First of all, the definition of grateful. As the dictionary declares, appreciative of benefits received, thankful, expressing attitude, affording pleasure or comfort, agreeable, satisfying. So, as we did last week, we looked at the word in a different light. We shall look at this one in the definition of thankful. Last week it was murmuring and complaining. We've seen how mankind from the beginning was a murmurer and a complainer. By the way, if there is a DVD of last week's service, I don't know if it's going to be available or not, but at least it was made. Okay, let's turn to the scripture. 1 Corinthians 10:31, where it says, "For if I be grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of?" For that which I give thanks. Verse 31. "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." Do all to the glory of God. How to be thankful is basically what we're trying to develop this morning. And first of all, as that verse states, is to do all to the glory of God. Now, of course, in order to do that, we have to have a perspective of God that is real. In other words, he can't be the little baby in a cradle. He has to be what he is, the creator, sustainer, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. So, as we think about that, let us go to Psalm 100. Which is a psalm of praise. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Ye know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. You are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise ye the Lord. So, here are some of the things we have to pay attention to. Where it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Well, first of all, you got to serve him. But how do we serve him? With murmur and complaining? Out of necessity? Out of love? Or out of gladness, as it says here in the psalm, serve the Lord with gladness. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, as we have just mentioned. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. We are in his hand, for he had made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. If we're his people, that means he owns us. If you own something, you can usually do with that with which you want to, right? Right? Now, if I don't own your car, I can't come out there and jump in and go for a ride. But if I have a car and own it, if I want to go to California, that's my prerogative. So here, the Lord owns us. He will do with us what we want. And that we should be grateful for. And since he does own us and he will do with us what he wants to do, it's something we have to look at. When we get into situations, when we have great plans of our own and something happens that it doesn't work out, we must remember whose hands we are in. And I think this will help us to be grateful if we realize that we are in his hands. For if we realize that, what greater hand can we be in? So therefore, it is a reason to be grateful. And as we mentioned, the word thankful in Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Does that sound like complaining to you? Certainly it's not. Thanksgiving. As a nation, we recently observed Thanksgiving Day. Well, I'm thankful that we still do that. But every day should be a Thanksgiving Day for us, to the one who gives us each breath. And the next one can be the last. So be glad we are in his hands. For that next breath that is our last is going to come to each one of us sooner or later. So if we are thankful to him, we should be given unto him thankfulness for each breath that he allows us to have of his air. Says verse 5 in Psalm 100, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. It's nice to have things that don't wear out, isn't it? Nice to have things that don't wear out. Well, it says his truth endureth to all generations. His truth does not wear out. And we can have this. Another psalm to look at as we get close by, it's 103. Verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. There's something to be thankful for, if I knew what you think. That he is gracious. He is a gracious God. Slow to anger. Plenteous in mercy. So if we are going to be a grateful people, we should be following these guidelines. One of the things to follow, that we should be a gracious people. Not one who is roughshod, but gracious to those round about us, to those we live with, to those we deal with. Slow to anger. That's a hard one, isn't it? Most of us, I think, are short-fused. I don't know if you know what that means or not. But back when they used dynamite for a lot of things, they used to have a stick of dynamite about that long, as I recall, about that big around. And then they'd stick a fuse on it about this diameter. And if they wanted to have enough time to get away from it before it blew out, they'd put a long fuse on it. If they wanted to get something done quick and could get out of the way, then they put a short fuse on it. Short fuse would set it off very quickly. A long fuse would sizzle along and finally go bang. So we should be long fused. Not short fused. Slow to anger. But that doesn't mean he doesn't anger. He says slow to anger. It does not say he does not anger. He does not have anger. For he is angry with the wicked every day. So he is a God who does have anger, but he is slow to anger. And we can be thankful for that. Plenteous in mercy. Thank God for that. For if he were not, I'm afraid we'd all be condemned. But he is plenteous in mercy. So let us go to Psalm 105, verses 1 through 4. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works, glorify ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them that rejoice seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and judgments of his mouth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. To be a grateful person, we must be truly thankful unto the Lord. But it says, make known his deeds among the people. In other words, don't be quiet. And speaking of that, let's not remember or not forget those cards, passing them out, putting them in with our bills that we send out periodically. But there are souls that have to open that envelope and take a look at them, what you sent them. And they can, if they have access to a computer, contact our website. So it's a useful tool if we use it. So therefore, let's get back to Psalm 105. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name. Pray. Call upon his name. Pray unto him. not unto Mary, not unto anybody else, but his name. Make known his deeds among the people, which is what we just illustrated here with these little cards. It's one way of doing that. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Sing unto him. It's sometimes I think I'm up here in front of a choir, the way you people sing. It comes out nice. And on the video from last week, it comes out quite nice too. So, stand up and sing. Sing songs unto him. Give ye, glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. If we're going to be a grateful people, we have to be a rejoicing people. Not a once a sad text. So, sometimes it's hard to rejoice. But if we have the peace that passes all understanding, we have great reason to rejoice. Verse 4 says, seek the Lord in his strength, seek ye his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Our God is a powerful God. Our God is a holy God. We might be accused of being holier than thou, but what does Scripture say? Be ye holy, for I am holy. So if we're being holy, as God is holy, we'd never be as holy as he is, that's for sure. But if we are being a holy people, people are going to ridicule us. But as long as they're doing it for that, that's great. Then as we go to Psalm 107. Being grateful, he's saying, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands of the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness and solitary where they found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. And they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. So, give thanks to the Lord that he does deliver his people. He does in mercy. Now, before we go to the next scripture, let's take a hymn break. Stand and sing 587.
Glorious is God's mercy.
Beseech Euodias and beseech Cynthia that they be of the same mind in the Lord. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help these women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, and everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care for me flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know not, though both how to be abased and how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done, that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desired a gift, but I desired fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound and full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Amen. Quite a chapter, is it not? Quite a chapter with a lot of advice. A lot of advice. If we're going to be a grateful people, if we follow the advice of this chapter, be well on our way. So it instructs us to help people. As in verse 3 says, help these women. And if we're going to be a grateful people, we're going to show our gratefulness to our God by helping other people. If we're going to be a grateful people, we'll be like 4, where it says, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, and again I say, rejoice. If we're rejoicing, are we sad? If we rejoice, are we bitter? If we rejoice, are we mum with our mouth shut? You ever try rejoicing with your mouth shut? I don't know why you do that. So, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. If we desire to be a grateful people, we must know, realize, remember, the Lord is at hand. The scary thing about this is that He knows the very thoughts and intents of our hearts. So, but it will help us to be more like Him if we remember that He is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. I think that means that don't be a worrywart. Don't be a worrywart. We're in God's hands, what are we about to have to worry? If we live, He watches over us. If we die, we're to be with Him. So why worry? But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. How many of us actually do that? How many of us actually do that? In everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. For He knows what we need before we even ask it. That's something a computer can't even do. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We sang the song this morning, peace. Peace, perfect peace. Peace of God shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Wonderful peace. It's unspeakable peace, really. It passes, as it says, it passes all understanding. You can't understand it. But the peace of God is something greatly to be desired and can only be had by having Him as Lord and Savior. And He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. How easy it is to think on other things, on things that are not pure, and things that are not lovely. But if we're going to be grateful people, we best follow the instructions. For, as it says in verse 9, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. We've all here, I think, have heard many things. We've learned many things from the Word of God, from this pulpit. But see what it says? Do. Deo. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye also were careful, but ye lacked opportunity. The writer is giving credit, for credit is due. Verse 12 is a verse that I think all of us can take on another measure of. Where it says, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. He's learned. He says he knows how to be abased and how to abound. But have we learned? That's the question. Have we learned how to abound and to suffer need? To be a grateful people for what we have at any given time. Whether it suits ourselves, whether it suits our desires, whether it suits our fantasies or not. But to be satisfied. Satisfaction is kind of a rare thing these days. Find a person who is satisfied with his job, satisfied with life in general. I don't think there's an overabundance of such people. But here's a verse in verse 13 that has helped me through this life many times. And I think it's a very helpful verse for most anybody. Where it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Which means that we have to rely upon Him. We have to know that He knows all things. With a capital A-L-L. For He hath made all things. So, it is quite helpful if we can remember things like this. And he says, but notwithstanding ye have well done, that ye did communicate with my affliction. In other words, he says, you remembered me. You folks remembered me. Skipping down to verse 19. Let's start with 18. But I have all in abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you in an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice accepted but well pleasing to God. Epaphroditus apparently was a grateful person. Speaking of grateful person, if we think of what Brother Rook has been bringing to our attention. In Joseph, I don't think I can detect anything of ungratefulness with Joseph. So I would say that Joseph would be an excellent example of a grateful person. A truly grateful person for all he went through. He carried out many things that this chapter in Philippians says. Verse 19 of Philippians 4 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." It says, "But my God shall supply all your need." If we're going to be a grateful person, we have to remember some things. We have to remember what the God says, what our God says in the Word of God. And in order to do that, we have to read the Word of God. We have to avail ourselves to the teachings of the Word of God. And it says, as it says in verse 20, "Now unto God our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." And with that, let us sing a hymn. Stand and sing hymn number 26, and then I will play a postlude, and we will have our discussion.
Our God, our Helper. said that in our whole life, we're probably healthy more than we're sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering, between last week's message and today's message, do you think that as a people in general, are we more grateful or are we more ungrateful?
Well, generally speaking, I would say we're more ungrateful. Sorry to say. That reminds me, the other day I was driving up a road and there was a few holes in the road, two potholes. And how quick we are to grumble and groan about a few potholes. But what about all the smooth road we go over? Isn't that just like life? We grumble and groan about a few little bumps here and there, but what about all the smooth going we've had, like you say?
Don't you think we forget about the good times and always focus on the bad times?
Quickly, yeah.
Because it's going too easy. They're in like automatic drive. You don't stop and think.
I would think it would have a lot to do with the unregenerate and the generate. Because after the Lord turns light on, you can see things to be grateful for. Whereas before, you're just kind of grumbling along.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'd like to add on to that. If you were asked to give that same message this morning in a secular group, would you have done differently?
I'd had to. Well, they would have no feelings for the Word of God.
Suppose you went to one of your friends, Jewish friends, the synagogue.
You could go back and use the Old Testament back to basically for them.
How would you have changed what you said this morning if you were invited to the Jewish synagogue in Williamsport?
Well, first of all, I'd have to bring out the fact that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. And if you didn't have a remission of sins, how could you be a grateful people? Amen. Anything else? Amen.
I don't believe in hypothetical.